When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensuous satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then why not come and see me at wildinbed.com and join my VIP club members for some uninterrupted pleasure. Now, tonight, we have the second part of our Daddy Dom listener's fantasy. I still think this one's a confessional and possibly a diary. Now you know if you'd like to hear your fantasy right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me, devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my very best to bring your fantasy to life.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. When you're ready, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. Let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release your inner desires. As you listen to my voice and surrender to the story as you enjoy tonight's show. I predict some boring days ahead for me. The tutor is going on a family trip. Family, fun, kids, wife. No room for his good girl. Okay, I know what I signed up for. But since he's the best tutor ever, he left me a list of tasks that I have to do while he's away, with instructions. Get advice about vibrators or butt plugs that work with an app. Do this in an erotic shop. I can see where this is going, and I'm already dying with the anticipation. Get advice about butt plugs in general, and ask which one you should buy since you're a beginner. That one gave me goosebumps too. Buy a butt plug. Yay! Evaluate the last 2 weeks. How was it? The good things and the things that needed improvement. For me and for you. That's all I can think about since I met him. When you play with yourself in the morning, I want you to edge. See how long it takes until you get the feeling of coming. Don't come. Write it down. I have taken notes about my meditation, but that's something else. I read the list once, twice, three times. My heart beats faster, pure anticipation. I won't have a boring week after all. I look at my phone, wondering if he's thinking of me, of the tasks he gave me. Buzz. Good morning, kitten. Did you sleep well? I see you've already read your task list. Good morning, sir. I dreamed of you, and it made my sleep a little restless. Yes, I saw the list. Any questions about it? I have only one, sir. And what is that, kitten? I blush, even though I'm not in front of him. I take a deep breath. Come on, it can't be that bad. What is it, kitten? Tell me. Am I not allowed to come, sir? For the whole week? I bite my lip. There I said it. How can I edge every morning and not have an orgasm during the whole week? Oh, please. Reading the list made my pussy wet and my clit tingle. I won't survive a whole week. You are a greedy little slut, aren't you, my kitten? I am, sir. I am your greedy little slut. I answer, half smiling and half blushing. I am so turned on already. Okay, I'm feeling generous. So I will allow you to come twice this week. You can schedule the days you want. But you have to tell me when you do it. Yes, sir, I will. I am super excited with my to-do list. Maybe the hardest part will be evaluating the last 2 weeks. I almost can't believe it's been only 2 weeks. I haven't felt this alive and horny since. The truth is, I never felt this horny in my life. How kinky must a person be to feel absolutely turned on by someone I've never met? So much that my panties get soaked just thinking about the things he tells me to do. Just reading his messages sets me on fire. This is good. I love his bossy side. I adore the pics he sends me. And the other night he made a video call in the middle of the night. I was in bed beside my sleeping boyfriend, and we were just looking at each other, knowing we could get caught. And that was hot. The danger was hot. I recently found out there's an erotic shop close to my work, and I called them. The owner was really nice and told me she would wait for me after work. Yay. Do you know when you're a kid and you go to those colourful candy stores? Well, the erotic shop felt just like that for me. I'm new to this and I was thrilled. Okay, first the butt plug. All sizes and shapes. I like one with a tail, imagining myself with the tail plugged into my butt, crawling in front of Sir like a good kitten, with my ass up, and maybe he would pet me for being a good girl. But there's one with a jewel. A blue jewel that matches his eyes. And I decided for that one. I never tried it, so I had to ask the lady. Any tip for a beginner? This is my first butt plug ever. I ask her with a shy smile. Lube. Don't forget to lube. But don't put too much on either, or it will fall. Start with a small one, and maybe after a while, you can come back for another. She said, showing me other sizes. Wow. There were some huge ones. Imagining one of those in my virgin asshole made me shiver. Was it anticipation? Anything else for you? Yes, I need a vibrator that works with an app. You know, that can be activated by someone who is distant. I ask in a low voice. Come on, girl, no need to be ashamed. She's not going to judge you. Oh, I sold my last one yesterday. But I can order for you if you want one. Yes, please, I want one of those. May I take a look at the regular ones you have here? Oh my, it's a whole new universe. All sizes, cock-shaped, round-shaped, different shapes. I decided for a pink one with two extremities that look like bunny ears. This one is great. You can put one part in your vagina and the other one in your anus, or both in your vagina or... She went on, very technical, and I was wondering if I could be able to do all that. Ass, pussy, clit. A tingling started in my pussy just imagining it. I thanked her, paid for my toys, ordered the remote one and left. I was so excited that I made a video for him in my car, showing him the toys and explaining how the visit went. You seem happy, kitten. Did you enjoy shopping? Very much, sir. I didn't know it was going to be so much fun. Good girl. Tomorrow I'm going back home, and then we'll see those toys. By the way, did you forget to tell me about your orgasms? No, sir, I actually didn't. I didn't have any orgasms this week, so far. It's been a very busy week, so I didn't. That's not good, kitten. It was on your tasks, and you have to take care of yourself. Remember that. How can no one be thrilled with that kind of attention? He's so amazing. The next day he's back and texts me. I'm home, kitten. Tell me when you're done with work. Yes, sir, I will. I read the simple text and my heart races. This is going to be a long afternoon, working with my mind somewhere else. When I'm finally done with work, my heart is beating so fast that I think anyone in the same room would hear it. Sir, I'm done here. Okay, are you alone, kitten? Yes, sir, I am. Good. Do you have anything with you? Clamps? A vibrator? Butt plug? Yes, sir. Everything you told me to bring. Get them. And take off your clothes. I will call you in 5 minutes. Be ready. I undress slowly, thinking of his hands on me. Those nice hands with long fingers. A little veiny, but not too much. Unbuttoning my shirt, my bra, cupping my breasts. Bzz, bzz. Are you ready, kitten?
I am, sir.
Everything here with me. Good girl. Take the clamps. Put them an inch away from your nipples. You will leave them for 30 seconds. Tell me how it feels. I take the small clamps. I was wondering what he would tell me to do with them. I place one on my left breast first. Fuck, that hurts. I place the other on the right breast. It's even worse. Fuck. Fuck. After what seems like a week, he tells me to remove them. I look at the red marks. Did it hurt, kitten?
A little bit, sir. Yes.
I answer, trying to sound okay. Now get the plug. It's a beautiful jewel, kitten. I like the color. Put it in your ass. What advice did you get about it?
To use lube, but not too much, sir.
Right. Place it in your butt now. Then show it to me. I put some lube on the plug and slowly insert it into my asshole. It's a small one, and I feel it's cold and wet and stretching my virgin ass a bit. It was easier than I thought. Now the part that makes me feel shy. Showing it. I turn around, bend over the sofa, and turn my butt to the camera to take a pic. No, not good. I spread my cheeks with my ass, so the jewel will show. Yes,
Yes, that's perfect. The blue jewel shining, and my black nail spreading my butt cheeks looks nice. It shows also a little wetness, glistening on my pussy lips. Not much. That's a beautiful jewel in an astonishing ass, kitten. Well done. Great picture too. Now keep the plug and get the clamps again. Place them 3/4 of an inch away from your nipples. And we will leave them for 30 seconds. Are the clamps again. I place the first, then I have the other one. Fuck, fuck, fuck. It hurts even more. Not even the wetness in my pussy or the plug teasing my ass are enough to distract me this time. After a lifetime, he tells me to remove the clamps. I look at my now red breasts and hope it won't bruise. Kitten, now get your vibrator. I want you to play with it for 30 seconds. Now we're talking. I've been dying to try the new vibrator. It's soft and I'm very curious about the possibilities. I turn it on and slide it along my needy folds. Oh, this is good. I keep the pace, the slow speed, just spreading the wetness all over my pussy, enjoying it. Enough, kitten. Turn the vibe off. Get the clamps back. Now you will place them on your nipples and leave them for 30 seconds. The dreadful clamps. I really hate them. As I place them, tears come to my eyes immediately. Oh my God, it really hurts. I hold my breath and try not to think about them. But I fail. That's too much for me. I'm not good at dealing with pain. Not this pain, at least. Sir, I can't. It hurts too much. May I remove them? I ask in a crying tone. That's not how it goes, kitten. You're supposed to do it and enjoy the pain, not complain about it. I'm sorry, sir, but I just... Remove them, kitten. But no, I'm not happy with this. I'm sorry, sir. Now get your vibe again. Place it on your nipples and then back to your pussy. The vibrator against my sore nipples seems to ease the pain a little. They still hurt, but not so much. I haven't noticed it so far, but the pain seems to make my pussy tingle. Then I move the vibrator up and down my lips before teasing my swollen clit. It feels so good that a little moan escapes my lips. Enjoying it, kitten? Yes, sir, I am. I will give you two options. Turn the vibe off and go home. You may come when you get there. Or you can keep going and come now. But in that case, I will watch you. Sir, I will... Wait, watch me? That startles me. I have never touched myself in front of anyone. Will I do that? I feel so needy, so horny. I don't think I can wait. Yes, kitten. What do you want to do? I think again, I need this. I need an orgasm right now. I deserve it. Screw it, I'm doing that. Now, sir, I want it now, please. Good girl. There comes a video call. There he is, gorgeous, shiny eyes, mischievous smile. Please continue what you are doing, kitten. But spread your legs and place the camera so I can watch you come. I'm so turned on. And I don't have time to feel shy. I place my phone on a chair, then sit on the couch, spread my legs, and grab the vibrator. That's a great sight, kitten. The jewel looks perfect on your ass, and your pussy is beautiful. The clit showing between your lips and everything so shiny and wet. Thank you, sir. I can't finish the sentence. I'm so far gone on my lust. I slide one part of the vibrator inside my wet pussy, my muscles grabbing it, wishing it was his cock. The other part keeps vibrating against my clit. It feels so good, I keep moaning. And there's the plug in my ass, making me feel so full. Then I start moving the vibe in and out of my channel, so slowly, hearing the wet noises and the buzzing. Keep going, kitten. Enjoy yourself. I place the parts of the vibrator on each side of my clit, and it feels as if there are two fingers pinching my nub. Good Lord, it feels so good. I let out a little scream. Then I start moving it up and down, my clit captured between those vibrating fingers, gently pulling the hood when I move it up. The tingling sensation spreading from my pussy to the rest of my body. The waves of pleasure taking over me. I can feel the muscles in my pussy and in my pelvis clenching, contracting and relaxing in a delicious rhythm. Oh, I'm going to come, Moans and little screams are all I can do. My words, my pussy is clenching, my clit throbbing. My ass follows the rhythm and I hear the plug falling to the floor. I can't see my legs spread. I have little control over them now. I relax my body on the sofa, turn off the vibrator and just stare at the camera. A satisfied smile on my face. That was astonishing, kitten. To watch you pleasure yourself, your juices glistening, your face when you orgasm. That was so hot. Good girl. Thank you, sir, I whisper. I will stay here looking at you for a while you recover. Then get dressed and go home. We don't want people to worry about you. Okay, I will. Thank you, sir. That was amazing. You're welcome, kitten. It was really amazing. The journey home passes uneventfully. However, on getting home, a message awaits. Kitten, we have to talk. That is never a good phrase to hear, no matter what context. I freeze for a moment, trying to recall if I have done anything wrong recently. No, nothing that I can remember. Yes, sir. What do we have to talk about? Did I do anything wrong? Not exactly, kitten. But you know that we can't go on if you don't trust me completely, right? Yes, sir, I know that. But I do trust you, sir. I'm thinking you are holding something back, some secret, some emotion you don't want to tell me, maybe. I hold my breath. How would he know about that? How would he know that I'm holding something back? How can I explain what I'm feeling and not sound whiny? He always encourages me to express my feelings, but usually this is a hard part for me. I'm anxious, sir. I'm worried. It's hard to explain. And maybe it doesn't even make sense. Tell me, kitten, what's wrong? Well, we are finally meeting tomorrow, right? What if it goes wrong? What if you don't like me and don't want to be my lord anymore? He chuckles. I'm dying inside and he's laughing at me. Does it amuse you, sir? Actually, it does, kitten. How can you think about something like that? What are the odds that I don't like you? Even if you are a total brat, I'm sure I will enjoy showing you who's the lord. And show you to the rest of the world. Because you're my kitten. Thank you, sir. I'm still anxious, but not so worried anymore. See you tomorrow. So, the next part of this little Daddy Dom story. Next week. So, I look forward to seeing you then. Now, keep your eyes open for a bonus episode during the week. I'm hoping, I'm not making promises, but I'm hoping to get something special sorted for you this week. So just keep your eyes open for a bonus episode. So until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.